All right, so I'm starting in the book of Hebrews, and anything that comes to my mind, I'm going to record a message. You know, it says that it's talking about Jesus, the image of the Godhead, the expressed image, who has the anointing from God, the fullness, the full anointing, full of gladness, full of joy, joint heir, primary heir among many brethren. So Jesus is higher than the angels. Actually, by the angels only exist by him. You know, Jesus is higher than the angels. He's higher than all principalities, powers. By him, all things consist. By him, all things were created. And so, he has the fullness of joy. He loved righteousness above unrighteousness when he was walking down here. Now, the sons of God, the born-again sons of God, are the same. We love righteousness instead of unrighteousness. We love what's right and not what's wrong. We love what's right and not what's left. Hello? Jesus, the express image of the Godhead, express image of the person of the Godhead, express, outpress. So Jesus is the outpressed image of the Godhead. And so you as a believer are being pressed into an image of that same image in Jesus. The express image, the word express means outpress. So when Jesus came down here, so when the woman has a baby, she pushes out the baby, right? The man puts the seed in the womb. The seed is a copy of the man. It goes into the womb. It doesn't matter which woman it is. It's a seed from the man. And she presses and pushes out through labor. She pushes out the baby. Outpress. So Mother Earth realm, 3D realm, Jesus is the express image. That word express means outpress. So down here in the manifested 3D, from the spirit to the 3D, it's outpressed. Everything from the spirit is outpressed. That's why you can, when they open their mouth, they outpress what's in the heart, because the heart is spiritual. The mind is spiritual. It's outpressed. As we renew our mind in the Word by His Spirit, it's outpressed. We speak it out. It's pressed out. They can put some kind of, they can try, look, they gang stalked Jesus. They gang stalked Jesus. Now, who were the gang stalkers back in that time? We know who the gang stalkers are because they gang stalk Jesus, and there's no new script, and it's the same script playing out. They send the same agents to play out the game. They lied about Jesus, they'll lie about you. They made movies about Jesus, they'll make movies about you. It's all lies. It's all script reversal, inverted script, anti-script. The scripture is your script, your script. And so they hate the scripture. So everything in the scripture, I'm going to try to tie it all together because there's so many thoughts that came to my mind today. See, he is anointed. He has the oil of gladness, anointed with gladness, anointed fullness by the Spirit. You who have the Holy Spirit, the born agains, you are anointed. You're going to be pushed up higher no matter what happens because you have the Holy Spirit. If they try to resist, it's vanity. They actually hurt themselves. The oil of gladness. Who are the gang stalkers against Jesus? Well, you just look. The Pharisees. The legalist. You've been set apart. The saints have been anointed with the oil of gladness, just like Jesus, because you got the Holy Spirit. You love righteousness and you hate unrighteousness. See, they're trying to put an image on you or an identity that's them. They're trying to put their identity on you. They don't even know you. They can't even speak. They don't even. You speak another language. You speak from another realm. You speak from the spirit realm. They speak from the flesh. They're brute beasts. They're natural beasts, brute beast creatures that have no. They want to be spiritual via the flesh. You can't be spiritual via the flesh. Brute beast trying to be spiritual. They send agents. They'll send you a missionary wife who's never got born again, who's never sinned. She said, I wasn't a sinner. They'll send you a missionary wife who never got saved, who was causing drama on the mission field and then got kicked out and didn't tell you till after you were married and then caused drama in the neighborhood and in the church and everywhere she goes. Because that's who she is. She's the express image of the Pharisee. She's the express image of the faker. So likewise, the left. Why does Biden do what he does? Because he's the express image of the spirit that's in him, which is the spirit of the devil. Why do they do what they do? Because they are the expressed image. Why do they persecute? Why do they gang stalk? If you speak and get the word out, you will be gang stalked. Now, you don't have to live in fear. You don't have to let them follow you everywhere. They can follow you wherever. They ain't going to find nothing. They ain't going to find nothing. Let them follow you. They can't touch you unless God releases the hedge. But God has a hedge around his people. Job had a hedge. You got the Holy Spirit. You're the church. God has a hedge. The expressed image of the Godhead. That tells you right there that the natural is the natural realm pushes out an image of what's happening in the heart, the mind. The expressed image. Just like they persecuted. Look, who are the gang stalkers? They're the legalists. They're the ones who want to look good in front of man, but their heart is pathetic and miserable. They're the ones who are religious but lost. They've never been born again. They always tried to put Jesus in a corner and test him, and the same with Paul. They could say one word and refute everything they say. And that's what makes them so mad, is because they're stuck in a loop. They're stuck in a wily coyote loop of the natural trying to keep some kind of rule or law. And you speak, hey, well, I'm not of the natural. And they'll say something like, you got to be baptized to be saved. No, you don't. Where is heaven? Is heaven on earth? No. Is heaven in the spirit realm? Yeah. So why would you do something in the natural realm to make you spiritual? It has to be outside the natural realm. What's outside the natural realm? The Word of God and the Holy Spirit. Water's not outside the natural realm. Grass, water, dirt. How come something in this natural try to make you spiritual? It's a type and a shadow of being baptized. It's a testimony. When you got baptized, you made a testimony. And so all these legalistic churches are the ones persecuting, and all the legalistic people, the cults, the isms, and all the Jezebels, and any kind of system, any kind of man-made system is trying to build up the flesh, right? Look at me. I'm the leader of this. I'm the head of this. That's the game, people. Who gang stalked Jesus? Same people gang stalking you. They're the legalists. They're trying to get to heaven by good works instead of by faith alone.